for supporting the Fable and Folly Network. Here's another show we know you'll love.
Greetings, I'm Bernard.
And I'm Magenta. You might know us from such hit podcasts as Madame Magenta, Sonus Mystica.
Horror Anthology Magenta Presents.
Or Season 3 of Mockery Manor.
We're everywhere.
And we're spreading faster than an STD in an old folks' home, because now we have a brand new podcast. Wham!
Wham! It's a fun acronym that stands for We Have a Movie.
Oh, it's not just an acronym, Bernard.
It's not?
It's a chat podcast where we invent smash hit Hollywood movies based on popular toys.
If you like the Barbie movie and you want to see similar treatments of your favourite childhood toys, I'll wager you'll like Wham! With episodes on Polly Pocket, Rubik's Cube, Game Boy, Strawberry Shortcake,
Furby, Connect Four, and lots of other nostalgia bait. But it's not just for adults who still like toys. It's a podcast for anyone who loves Hollywood tropes and comedy.
And quantum mechanics.
And BDSM.
Wham! Has something for everyone, but is still specifically about movies.
That's Wham! W-H-A-M. You know, like when Batman punches someone.
Yes.
Adam West. That Batman.
Exactly.
Not the Christopher Nolan one.
No.
Download it anywhere you listen to podcasts. That's what the world needs, another movie podcast.
Was that clear? Maybe I shouldn't have mentioned quantum mechanics.
The Fable and Folly Network supports creators of exceptional audio stories, including the one you're listening to right now. If you love our shows, we want to hear from you. Complete our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey. This will help us learn more about you, what you like, what you'd like to hear more of, and how we can maintain an inclusive, safe atmosphere. As a thank you for your participation, we have extras and behind-the-scenes content from your favorite shows. Fans make the network what it is. Thanks for listening, and we can't wait to hear from you. Find our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey today.
Los Angeles Police Department, Officer Keats speaking. Okay. Uh-huh. Can you provide a description of the man who tickled you?
Mm-hmm, ma'am, could you slow down? Ma'am, could you slow down? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I understand your... Ma'am, The department is flooded with emergency phone calls right now. We have the operators, desk clerks, and all available detectives answering the phone. I can assure you, your crisis is extremely important to us.
You may need to apply a tourniquet until we can send someone out to you. Can you ask a neighbor or a friend to drive you and the victim to the hospital?
What's going on out there? That's like the fifth phone call in an hour.
I see. Were you able to disarm him? Alright. Let me take down your location, and we'll have someone check the basement.
Barton Wu of the Los Angeles Police Department.
Eight times the charm.
Troubles?
You sound like you're busy.
Yes.
And now is a bad time?
Yes.
I was reading the news, and they seem to think it's a bad time as well.
Please, Walter, is this going somewhere?
I haven't given it much thought. I know it's complicated. I just don't think it can ever be any more than what it is.
What?
We're having two different conversations, aren't we?
Goodbye.
Wait. Are you okay?
I'm fine.
You're staying safe. No one knows you have the ledger.
What are you worried about?
I'm just checking on you. I keep getting this feeling like I left a loaded gun in the care of a child.
There's something you're not saying. What is it?
Look, things are going sideways in this town right now. I wanted to make sure I called and told you. But I don't think I could ever take it if anything ever happened to you.
Wow.
And that if you weren't there to make sure that I won't have to stay in a holding cell longer than a short while...
That all?
No. This case needs my attention. We're heading out to Santa Vecchia, following up on a lead.
Where the hell is that?
East, just outside of L.A.
Well, have a good time?
We should grab a drink when I get back. Catch up.
Sure.
All right. Bye.
Walter?
No. It's me.
Sorry, Lil. Everything all right?
No. You need to come down to the shop.
What happened?
Just come down.
Lil! Lily!
Ladies,
Does that breadwinner of yours come home from a hard day's work only to seem less than excited by the food you prepared? At Spishak, we want nothing more than your home life to be the very best. That's why your kitchen needs Shimmer Sheen Spray. Perfected by our finest Spishak foodologists, Shimmer Sheen Food Spray makes every meal sparkle. It will have your little ones saying,
"Gee, Ma, that chicken leg sure looks beautiful. Can I clean up the dishes after we eat?"
Oh, Mama's little helper.
And that husband will appreciate it, too.
Wow, just look at that meal sparkle. Say, did you lose weight?
All I ever wanted was for you to notice.
And how, Missy? Sparkle Sheen is specifically for suburban life consumption and made with our patented Teflon ingredient. You'll never have a dull, lifeless meal again. You'll never have a
meal again.
I just don't understand. It's a book. It's got words printed in it.
Yeah, technically, yes. But that was just it. Each page in a large font was the word words. Can you believe that? Weird, right?
Huh?
Mm-hmm. Right. Huh. Oi. Troubles. Your thoughts? Anything at all?
Sounds like a larger mystery that has nothing to do with our missing writer.
Typewriter.
That too.
Hang on. What if they're connected?
They're connected? I just don't care.
That's insane.
We don't need to solve the larger mystery to solve the smaller one. Let's stick to the goals we can reach.
There's something else on your mind?
Nothing. When you spoke to Carmen, how did she seem to you?
Sleep-deprived. A little defensive.
When you mentioned the brother, of course. Did you get a read on her, on her relationship to the brother?
I don't think there's anything there.
Anything else?
She has a neighbor friend providing a solace.
Man or woman?
Woman. And her name is Trudy.
Anything on her?
She took issue with my tone of not knowing about the brother.
Ah. Just Barton stuff.
Ah.
Fox! 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 Fox, 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 Fox! Fox! Fox!
Drink up. With the day you've had, seeing your poor brother split his face open with an axe. Ghastly.
What is it that you're doing?
My day was very typical. Neville did stop by, however.
What have you got there?
He was looking... He was looking for your brother's book, I'm afraid.
You keep looking at that paper in your hand. Give it here.
Please, Donald.
Words. You've been hoarding words.
You don't understand.
What don't I understand?
They're listening.
Who?
Whom?
Whom?
Outside of these walls, there are people listening to us.
Rubbish!
Please, Donald, we can't let them know we know. Give me back the words.
Where are my words?
Find your own.
How dare you? You will share these words with me, or we will both be discovered together.
Is that audio recorder about to do something?
Just a moment.
I can get my camera and capture this.
Hush now, you!
It... It can't be. Can it?
You still have your toolbox. Can you open this?
I don't know. I don't think I can take this kind of weird anymore.
Oh, please, Trudy. I'll do it myself.
No. I'm here to help you. Right, step back. Make a little room.
Well, anything?
Take a look.
It's another reel.
I see, but where are the gears on this thing? Where are the electrical bits?
Let's play it.
How does it even work? Aren't you concerned?
We've come this far. From this point, nothing can be impossible.
And that doesn't have you worried?
No. Well, yes. But no, let's play the reel.
Chapter 72,576. Benny gently placed the audio reel inside the machine and replaced the exterior housing. Once affixed and tightening of the four screws, he moved the recorder back into position in the study. He was certain that one day the client's wife would find it. She would find it when she needed it the most.
So she could hear the voice.
Voice. I put the message far into the distance
and made the split. You must listen to the message. It lays there still where it fell. The instrument waits in San Lacura. The instrument waits in San Lacura.
Are you receiving this message? Are you receiving this message? Are you receiving this message? What is the frequency?
What is the frequency?
What is the frequency?
What is the frequency?
What's the frequency?
What's the
frequency? What's the frequency? What's the frequency?
the switch to off. The moonlight was all the light he required. He couldn't help but press out a smirk and settle in for the long haul. He couldn't help but press out a smirk and settle in for the long haul. The end. The end. The end.
Trudy, did you... Trudy? Are you sleeping?
You will share these words with me.
Share these words with me.
Hey, Gans, is now a good time?
You mean, is that form you're filling out detrimental to any aspect of your day-to-day duties? Nope. What can I do you for?
I need you to hold on to the ledger.
Okay.
Here in evidence.
Why?
The Maselli family. They came looking for it.
Wow. They got to you?
No. They did shoot up my family's business.
Shot? They shot up your family's shop? Is everyone okay?
My brother took a hit, but he'll be fine.
So why are you giving me the book?
No one knows you've been helping me. It would be safest with you and locked up here in evidence. You're the only one with access.
Look, I don't want to end up shot at too. Are you trying to get me killed?
Of course not. Please. Take the ledger.
Okay.
I'll be in touch. I have to go back and man the phones. All hell is breaking loose.
Hey, Barton. Send your brother and sister my best, okay?
That...
Okay, Witt, you stay with the car, and Krog and I will check and see if Miss Kilmeister is home.
Aren't you a little weary by the lack of people?
It's odd.
Just odd? It's the middle of the day. No one on the street, zero cars moving about. There aren't even any birds in the sky.
Definitely strange.
So why am I staying in the car?
Someone has to stay with the car.
Why me? Why not have Krog?
Ronnie...
Stay in the car, and I come inside with you. Isn't that a better idea? Is it because he's a big, hairy, scary man?
Whit, for shame on you.
It
doesn't even deserve an answer. He's coming with me, because if he doesn't, then there would have been no reason to have dragged him with us in the first place.
No. I don't care why he's here. I'm coming with.
Stay. You never know when we might need to make a fast getaway.
Fine. Have it your way.
That's different.
I don't understand this door. What kind of door is this?
Maybe I should lead on this. Careful, big guy.
Everything okay?
Yep. Everything's okay. Tip top.
Ain't no one here.
It's pretty clear Miss Kilmeister is unlikely living at this address. It's unlikely anyone lives at this address. The place is empty. A shell.
Hey, this is the typewriter.
By golly, I think you're right. Sitting on a pedestal by itself in the middle of the room. Exactly as one would expect it to be.
Why is the building made of paper?
Christ on a stick!
Peas and carrots! Is that the typewriter?
This is it. The one the devil asked us to find, except it is missing a piece.
Huh. Where?
The platen.
The platen?
The thing that looks like a rolling pin. It usually sits on the top.
Interesting.
Here, give it to me. Give me that typewriter thing.
Slow down a bit, buddy.
Troubles. Look at this.
Take this to the cup and wait there.
I'll take good care of it.
Troubles, come here.
And what are you doing in here?
Look at the wall here.
Well, I'll be.
It's a fold.
With tape over it.
You okay? What did you see?
Nothing. It was too dark. A little too windy as well.
Okay. So, what do you think we should do?
We go back to the office and figure out what to do with the typewriter.
Okay. Sure. Sounds like a plan. Won't Croak have to take it back to the devil?
The guy's part of the team now. In fact, we'll skip the office and discuss the next step over some banana splits. The three of us.
I can definitely get behind that. So...
And the car is gone.
Mm-hmm. What were you saying about him being part of the team?
Where did we go wrong?
Trusting him. Just so you understand, I get his and my portion of the banana splits. Two troubles. Two. Hmm?
That should hold until the repairman installs a replacement tomorrow.
He can't get here until a few days from now.
I will talk to him in the morning. Believe me, he'll be here tomorrow.
Fine. Thanks.
I can do that for you. Or I can do something else. Should I check on Archie?
No.
Shouldn't he eat?
No.
Okay. He'll be fine, though. Don't worry about this. I'll find the guy.
Are you looking to get knocked out?
What?
You say one more dumb thing, and you'll be out before you know it. Are we clear?
Lil, come on. I just...
Say something other than yes. Go on. You have anything other than yes, I'll shut my mouth.
Yes. I'll, shut my mouth.
What is wrong with you?
He's gonna be okay. Bah!
That was rhetorical. Your brother is laid up in bed after being grazed by a bullet that he should have never been near. It split his left cheek wide open. Archie took 30 stitches to get it closed. You won't tell me he'll be fine. You won't tell me that I shouldn't worry. Who do you think you really are? Your baby brother almost took a bullet for you. You are way, way, way over your head. Way over. Good night.
You were right. You were right, Lil. I thought I could do some good. I thought I could get the ledger and get it and use it too and get my life back on track. Get out of the doghouse. Damn it. I don't know, Lil. Talk to me. What do you want me to do? Tell me what to do!
I don't know, Barton. You should figure it out soon, though. This will catch up with you. And you are not ready for it. I love you. Set it right before something happens that's irreversible.
What is the frequency?
Are you receiving this message?
Are you receiving this message?
What is the frequency?
What's the Frequency is written and created by James Oliva. Production and sound design by Alexander Danner. What's the Frequency's theme music, composed by Kurt C. Nelson. Additional music and sounds used from public domain and Creative Commons sources, as well as Greater Boston by Alexander Danner and Jeff Andreessen. If you enjoy the show, please let us know what you think by providing us with feedback in the form of a review on iTunes. In good faith, it's only fair that we share how we feel towards you, the listeners. And that feeling is love. We love you. There. We said it. Now it's your turn. Provide feedback. Without your feedback, iTunes has no clue what to do with us. Without it, they don't even believe we exist. That makes us here at Team What the Frequency. Excuse me. I've made a boo-boo. I've made an error. We'd like to give special thanks to David Randstrom of the wonderful podcast Radio Drama Revival, Chad Ellis of the audio drama podcast Station Blue, and Paul Bay of the audio drama podcast Big Loop. Of the audio drama podcast Big Loop. As always, I'm James Oliva. Till next time.
I love you.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.